something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. I want to welcome you to our Global Communion service for this month of November. I told you before that the perpetrators of COVID-19 haven't given up. It was a plan for taking over the world. And they got so close. That was their best opportunity yet. And that's why they don't want to let it go. They want to keep us thinking COVID-19. And then, remember, for the first time, they were able to lock down the whole world. Even though they planned it, it surprised them that it happened so easily. It surprised them that it happened so easily. They had planned for great resistance, and they were planning to use the various armies of various nations, having already convinced government leaders that it was a necessity. And many government leaders, of course, were misled. You have to understand that this global agenda, global government agenda, which is carefully sponsored by a Europe-led revanchist dream, it's created certain things in our world. It's actually a satanic alchemy for the one world government, one world economy, and one world religion that the Bible talks about very clearly. The Bible tells us how that in the last days that's going to happen, and tells us when it will happen, and gives us all the necessary signs for us to know. And this dream of global government has produced two important things that we need to be very watchful and careful about. Number one, it's produced a wicked, I told you before, a very wicked, obscurantist, mendacious media on the one hand, a truth-evading technocracy on the other hand, and then of course a delusional and abrasive political class, such that if you're observant, you'll see these characteristics that I just told you. This on the one hand. On the second hand is transhumanism that is disguised as human augmentation. And I want to distinguish between the two, because many don't understand that there's a huge difference between transhumanism and human augmentation, which is a sort of human enhancement. Okay? Now, scientifically, you have those who are pursuing human enhancement, better known as human augmentation, which is a technological way of enhancing the mental or physical abilities of human beings. Okay? So they may develop different kinds of gadgets, different things to help the individual perform better. And that is pure science. You know, individuals, science leaders like Elon Musk and so on, are into that one. They're trying to build these things, which is positive. But then there's another one, which is led today by Klaus Schwab, which is transhumanism. Transhumanism is not the same as scientific human augmentation. It's not the same. Transhumanism actually is a religion. It is a religion that believes that the human evolution is incomplete and that it should lead to this human augmentation by any or every means possible, including technology. And the drive is posthumanism. I want you to understand exactly what's going on. So that is actually a spiritual thing. And so they clothe themselves and deceive the public by making the public think that they are into science. They are not into science. They are into pseudoscience. And the earlier we understand that, the better. They're not the same. Simple example of these transhumanists. A gentleman who changed his name to FM 2030. That became his name. And why did he change his name to FM 2030? This guy was known as a genius. And here's an interesting thing. A guy who was called a genius by the world, okay, was called a fool by the Bible. He was called a fool. Why? He was acclaimed one of the world's most intelligent people. God called him a fool. He said, how do you know? I'll tell you. But first, he changed his name to FM 2030, FM being his previous initials, okay? And 2030 for his surname. First, he said by the year 2030, he believed that the world will undergo tremendous changes and there were going to be some massive alterations to human nature by 2030. And then also, by 2030, he was supposed to be 100 years old. And of course, he believed in posthumanism. As a transhumanist, he was expecting posthumanism as well. But he died a few years ago, didn't make it, all right? But he was an atheist. He was an atheist. And what does the Bible say about the atheist? It says, the fool says in his heart that there is no God. Every atheist is called a fool by the Bible. See, and that's the guy who was acclaimed a genius. Now, what we have to understand is what transhumanism really produces among human beings. It creates psychopaths. Now, because the characteristics of psychopaths, which I will give you in a moment, are such that they are actually things that are praised and recommended in their doctrine. They don't like us in the English language to use the term psychopath. So they say use sociopath, so that the problems of the sociopath can be taken down, lowered to a medical disorder. You see it? Interesting. They want it to be a medical disorder. So they say they're just some antisocial behaviors. It's a disorder. But no, these are psychopaths. And let me explain to you. These are persons with egocentric behaviors and particularly lacking remorse for wrongdoing, for injuries inflicted on others. You have to remember this. And an absence of empathy for other people. And then consider this. They are full and motivated by sadistic brutality. These characters. And all those things that I just told you now are actually what they recommend to their stooges. You see it? So that's why they didn't mind the millions and the billions of people that they expected to die by COVID. That's why they don't mind the kind of vaccines, which are no vaccines, as I told you. These fake vaccines that they produced. These mRNA vaccines that they produced for the destruction of billions of people. But many are just, you know, I said they're delusional. They don't understand. Many in the political class are delusional. They don't get it. I have asked you again and again, how can people who have an ideology buried in population reduction, think about it, protagonists of population reduction, how can they produce, sponsor, and encourage vaccines to save the mass of humanity? Don't you get it? Can the same people who are advocating for massive reduction of population to the point of annihilating Africa and most of Asia and billions around other nations, you expect them to produce a vaccine to save these people? Are you kidding? When I told you that the vaccine was no vaccine, I was right. I told you. Why is it a vaccine and why do they want to enforce it? The vaccine could not cure COVID. Could not. The vaccine could not stop the spread. Could not prevent infection. Could not make you immune. If it failed in all this, why were people asked to get vaccinated if it did nothing that it was promised to do? So much so that even those who were advocating it, advertising it, were infected again and again.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store And you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah.
When I told you that the vaccine was no vaccine, I was right. I told you. Why is it a vaccine and why do they want to enforce it? The vaccine could not cure COVID. Could not. The vaccine could not stop the spread. Could not prevent infection. Could not make you immune. If it failed in all this, why were people asked to get vaccinated? If it did nothing that it was promised to do. So much so that even those who were advocating it, advertising it, were infected again and again. Only just a few weeks ago, they had wanted to come back with masks. They had wanted to. In fact, they started it, beginning with the President of the United States. They wanted it again, just that it failed. Because I told you, the mask was a mark of subjugation. It had nothing to do with preventing or reducing infection, because that's not scientific. And I proved my points. And I shared with you research documents again and again. Don't be fooled. As far as they're concerned, it's not over. The Bible actually does tell us that the one world government will take place at a certain point. But before then, there are things that must be done. There are things that must happen. And salvation of souls is so important. Today, we have to win souls for Christ. Today, because that global government, the one world global government, according to the scriptures, is going to be satanic. It's going to be Luciferian. Don't make any mistakes about this. This is what the Bible says. That Satan is going to be head of that government, and he will install a man known as the Antichrist. And there's one sign that the Bible does tell us how to recognize the man that will be the Antichrist. It's in the scripture. And here he tells us that man will sign security for Israel. He will sign the guarantee of security for Israel. So, that's what the Bible says. You read the book of Daniel. It's right there. And Jesus himself stated very clearly that the prophecy of Daniel was true. He verified the prophecy of Daniel. That's too important. And one of the latest calls for the security of Israel was just yesterday by the former president of the United States, Obama, who was calling for security guarantees for Israel. That's just one of the latest ones. So they're calling for the security of Israel. And the Bible tells us the one who signs it says, mark that man, that is the Antichrist. He will sign the peace guarantees and will sign for a period of 7 years. Not just about being signed, a document being signed, also understand that the document, the guarantee will be for 7 years. A peace guarantee. And they are in a position today. Remember, he didn't only call, the former U.S. president didn't only call for security guarantees for Israel. He also called for occupation, which he didn't define, that the occupation should cease. Of course, we know he's referring to land occupation by Israel, okay? Though he didn't come out so openly, but they call it the occupation. So they want it to cease. So what's happening right now? I told you when the war started October 7th with that invasion by Hamas, I told you that it was orchestrated. It was orchestrated because there were those who knew about it. So I said, who wants to investigate this? Who's going to investigate? Because some in Israel knew. Egypt reported that they informed certain people in Israel. Okay, who informed who? Who knew? And who did nothing? Because I went on to show you that this was one of those things that Albert Pike, the sovereign pontiff of the Freemasons, had given as one of the motivations, in fact, the major motivation for the Third World War. So they created crisis, proffer solutions to achieve the original. So you understand exactly what it's all about. It's all about achieving their agenda, the original goals. So if you think that the world is just moving on its own and everything is just happening by chance, you are deceiving yourself. You are deceiving yourself. It means that you are deliberately choosing to ignore the realities in our world. You are choosing to ignore what the Bible tells us. The scriptures give us guidance, give us information. To be ignorant of the scripture is to be ignorant of truth. And where does that lead you? Delusion. Deception. In that documentary, there's a gentleman who mentioned Agenda 21. And I explained to you before some details in Agenda 21. Okay? And how, in fact, one of the things I told you about Agenda 21 that ratified Habitat 1, in which was the proposal for the dispossession of individual property. But the reason for all that, why do they want to take over lands and properties all over the world? Because I told you, Europe is broke. So all that dream is coming from there. See? This is called revanchism. That's what it is. It is the plan, the work, the effort to regain lost lands, lost properties. See, they controlled the whole world many, many years ago. And all these lands gained their independence. And they didn't mind because they knew what was going to happen. Okay? As time progressed, so they had another plan to use economic colonization. And it worked for a long time until many of those colonies got educated and became wise and decided to own their property. And so they come through the back door with this globalization ideology. And I told you, globalization is a euphemism for colonization. So the guy that has something very little tells the other guys that have a lot, let's all own together. And they are more powerful militarily. And they come up with an idea that you should demilitarize. Okay? And so these nations will agree to cancel their armies and put their defense in the hands of those who want everything that belonged to them. That is very interesting. Reminds me of another tortoise story. They said the lion called for a party, and all of them were invited. All the animals were invited. When tortoise was invited, he said, I will go later. So he decided to go later. As he was going, he noticed that no footprint, no reverse footprint, all the footprints went that way. He said, by now, some should have been coming from there. Since no one's coming from there, all those who went to visit the lion, no one came back. He said, it's a dangerous place. You see, he was smart enough to not go. because there were no footprints of those returning. I wonder what stories you were told when you were a kid. So get wise, Africa, get wise, Asia, and get wise, many of you in Europe and the United States. That's why you have to know who comes into office and so on and so forth, what kind of, how you should pray. These things are important. How do you pray? What hopes do you have? What hopes do you have? So today, being our very special communion service, think about it. It's very interesting. Do you know, this is the 11th month of 2023, right? So it's just one more month and 2023 is over. It's just like yesterday when we got it and welcomed 2023. And now it's about to be folded up. I told you we're going to move so fast. Wow. This month, I want to read to you from Zechariah chapter number 8 and tell you what month it is for us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Zechariah chapter 8 from verse 11. God speaks to these people by prophecy. He says, but now I will not be unto the residue of these people as in the former days, saith the Lord of hosts. For the seed shall be prosperous. Wow. He's talking to Judah, right? And he says to them, he says, for the seed shall be prosperous. The vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase. This is remarkable. I wish we had the time to expatiate on this, just those three, because it means a lot. It means a lot.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.